Shabbat Shalom once again. At this time, it's my great honor and privilege to turn the services over to the great deacon, David Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, saints of Yahweh. What an awesome day. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. Well, it looks like the feast has already begun. Look at all these people. Wow. Well, today, Yahweh has a special treat in store for you again. The missionary team recently went on a trip, and we're going to let the future priest tell you about it. What I'd like you to do first is we have a very short video. Now, in this video, if you'll please think of this. Listen to it, listen to what's being said, and think about peace. Keep peace on your mind. Blessed are the peacemakers. Okay, play the video, please.
And he said, "It is not enough that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the protected of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, so you may be my salvation to the ends of the earth. And it will come to pass afterwards, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions."
I thought it was time for us to hear a word from individuals that have walked that life, but also have chosen to change themselves through the power of character education and have become strong individuals in character and also teaching character education nationally and internationally.
Values is the key word in all three of those sequences. But in listening to that and reading it, I thought to myself, how many people actually think anything when they hear that word in today's society?
Part of the problem is people were not taught these moral values, these principles when they were growing up. Somewhere in their life, you know, there just wasn't the values taught and how to make right choices. And also, though, the way to tell the difference between right and wrong.
Okay, we have to take action. And do you know what every action starts with? It starts with a thought. It starts with a thought. But thoughts lead to feelings, and feelings lead to actions. Very simple concept, but true.
So we should all strive to be humble, apologetic, and willing to seek a compromise. Now we're going to go over how to identify positive and negative influences, because not all influences are negative. When we prioritize, we consider the most important thing we need to do, and then do that first. So you put your needs before your wants.
We can start changing our character by, when we're faced with a problem, practice self-control. Control your thoughts and your feelings and your actions.
And in order to become respectful and to build all these other positive character traits that Larry was telling you about, you have to have self-control. You have to be able to actually control yourself.
You don't go off of uneducated decisions that will lead you in wrong directions, as we've seen tonight, and also with the crime. You know, it starts with the individual. It starts with us.
Now, today I want to talk to you about a word called self-respect and how we all need it in our lives. Why is self-respect so important, you may ask? Now, with self-respect, it will determine decisions that you make that could either lead to death or life.
But when you're listening to a song that if you were to do the very thing that the lyrics are actually suggesting for you to do, you would go to prison for the rest of your life, that's a problem.
So we have to be careful of our, you know, that we are setting that example for these young children by our actions.
Well, character education gives the ability to act on information, not emotions. That's a key fact there, to act on information, not emotions.
You can remain seated, please. I'd like you to please write down in your notes Matithia 5, specifically Matithia 5, 9, but please read all of Matithia 5. Blessed are the peacemakers. And if you are in unity with the house of Yahweh, you are a peacemaker. You know what peacemakers do? They practice the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program, and they teach it to everybody they can teach it to. The missionary team, it represents you, each one of you here in the house of Yahweh. When you're listening to the future priests and all the speakers that will be coming before you today, please, once again, think of peace. Remember peace. The peaceful solution is the only way to peace. And if you'll all please stand. It's my great honor and privilege to introduce to you the great future priest, White Buffalo.
Shabbat shalom, all you saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. My title is A Light to the World, Teaching in the State of Illinois. This week, we went to Illinois to teach the Peaceful Solution. We had the opportunity to teach Illinois. We also helped clear out and set up and help with the food. Through all the snow, through all the cold and how long it took to get there, we taught the Peaceful Solution willingly. We also taught and prophesied before many kings, states, and nations. If you would turn over to Zechariah 2 verse 11, it says, "And many nations will be joined to Yahweh in that day, and will be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of you." It's on page 718. "And you will know that Yahweh of hosts has sent me to you." How will they be joined to Yahweh? By being taught the peaceful solution and practicing it. And for your notes, you can refer that to Isaiah 2, verse 2 and through 4, which says that all nations will be joined to Yahweh and taught, and they'll go the way of Yahweh and not the way of war. We have went out reflecting the character of Yisrael Hawkins and teaching the peaceful solution. If you would turn over to Matithia 24:12, I'm going to read the new translation. And it says, "And this joyous message of the kingdom of Yahweh shall be preached in all the world from the house of Yahweh at Abel by the witness Yisrael. For Yahweh will be with him. He will preach this message to all nations, and then the end will come." All the states that the peaceful solution has taught are blessed by Yahweh to receive the knowledge and understanding of the peaceful solution. Praise Yahweh. One of the poems were read when we were teaching. It was from the self-control book, and the poem was called Foolish Anger. And one of the things it says at the end is, "Self-control is a useful tool. It will make a wise person out of any fool." And that's one of the great things about the peaceful solution. It can change the hearts and minds and make a wise person out of any fool. So in conclusion, I would like you to remember that there is an answer. There's a reason and a goal. There is hope. And so now it's up to us to make the right choice. With that, I'd like to turn it over to future priest Melchizedek.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today, my topic is bringing the message of the kingdom to the world. Now, we went to the Chicago area and taught the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. Even after we were done, they wanted to learn more about the Peaceful Solution. One woman stayed there for at least 45 minutes to an hour wanting to learn more about it.
If we could all turn to 1 Timothy 4, verses 2, 3, and 5. It's on page 939. And it says, "Preach the word, the law, and the prophets. Be instant, ready to take your positions, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For in time they will come, they will not endure the sound doctrine, but after their own lust they will heap to themselves teachers who will tickle their ears, telling them what they want to hear." Verse 5 says, "But you be watchful in all things, in your afflictions, and do the work of a preacher, for the message of the kingdom. Fulfill your ministry." Now, the tickling of the ears is the iniquity of the sins. The peaceful solution is not the tickling of the ears. It's the truth. It can help your life. Please turn to Psalms 119 on page 486. And Psalms 119, verses 142 and 165. Verse 142 says, "Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, because your law is the truth. Great peace have they who love your law, and nothing will offend them, cause them to fall away because of unbelief or sin." In conclusion, I would like to say, our job is to give the dying world the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. The Peaceful Solution is the laws of Yahweh. It's put in a way that the world can understand. May Yahweh bless your understanding, and I now turn it over to future priest Deacon Abba Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Earlier this week, we had the opportunity to go to Chicago, Illinois. And we had the opportunity to teach there. If everyone would please turn over to Matithia 24. Verse 14. And it says, "And this message of the kingdom will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations, and then the end will come." So we can see there, the message, this message, which is the peaceful solution, will be preached. Whenever we got there, we met with people who held offices. They held offices. And they're very interested and amazed with what we had to say. And they wanted to learn more. No matter what occurs, we still have to do our job. Whether there's rain or snow, we still have to do what we have to do and teach the peaceful solution. Whenever we're there, we passed out a letter to everyone who was there, inviting them to come and help us to spread the peaceful solution to the Chicago area. If everyone would please turn over to Acts 13, verse 47. And it says, "For Yahweh has so commanded us, saying, I have sent you to be a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth." And that light is the laws of Yahweh and the peaceful solution. We're bringing that light to the world. And as in Matithia, which we read earlier, it talks about that message of the kingdom, which is the laws of Yahweh and the peaceful solution. Now remember, those people who we met with, they held high offices. If you turn over to Revelations, ten and verse 11, And it says, "And he said to me, 'You must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and languages and before many kings.'" So, in conclusion, I would like everyone to continue studying and continue reading The Peaceful Solution. But like Pastor said, we need more teachers. We have a big job to do. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to future priest Yaakov.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now today, I'll be speaking on bringing the message to the world. Now this message is the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program, which is the laws of Yahweh and the laws and the prophets. Now for my first scripture, please turn to 2 Timaiah 4 on page 939. And it reads, verse 2 and 5. "Preach the word, the law and the prophets. Be instant, ready to take your positions. In season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, and do the work of a preacher of the message of the kingdom of Yahweh, and fulfill your ministry." And that's what we're doing. We're teaching the message of the kingdom, which is the laws of Yahweh. Now, on 3/6/2013 and 3/7/2013, we went to Illinois to teach this message, the message of the House of Yahweh and the Kingdom of Yahweh, the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. Now, when we went there, we set up, as you saw for the video, and then we taught them. And there was a very intelligent and inquisitive group of people there. Now, if you please turn to Psalms 91 on page 471. And I'll read verse 1, 3, 7 through 10. And it says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Verse 3, "Surely he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome deadly pestilence," which are these STDs that we see going rampant through the world. So he will deliver us from the STDs. Verse 7, "A thousand will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes you will look, and you will see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made Yahweh your refuge, because you have made the Most High your house, the house of Yahweh, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your dwelling." Now, so, go down to verse 14. Yahweh says, "Because you have set your love upon me, I will deliver you, cause you to escape. I will set you on high because you know my name." So we need to love Yahweh, and then he will deliver us if we keep all the laws and practice the peaceful solution. He will deliver us, and he will cover us, the shadow of the Almighty. He will cover us from the things that are coming upon this world. And with that, stay in the house of Yahweh. Don't sway to the right or to the left. And with that, I'll turn it over to the next speaker. Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'm going to be speaking on the missionary team bringing this message or the light to this dying world. Now, earlier this week, we had the opportunity to go to the Chicago area, and we taught them the peaceful solution, and I even got to speak, and I taught them about responsibility. And we're giving the world the answers to their problems. We're giving them the answers because they don't have answers. They don't have answers. So we're giving them this message. We're giving them this light. If you turn over to Matthew 24 and verse 14. It's on page 752. And I'm going to be reading out of the New Translation. And it says, "And this joyous message of the kingdom of Yahweh shall be preached in all the world from the house of Yahweh at Abel by the witness Yisrael. For Yahweh will be with him, and he will preach this message to all nations, and then the end will come." So we're going to preach this message to all the world, whether they accept it or not. We're still going to preach this message. And we're bringing a light to this world. As you can see in Acts 13 and verse 47. It says, For Yahweh has so commanded us, saying, I have sent you to be a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. So we're a light to the nations. And we're going to preach this message in 2 Timaeus 4, verse 2. 2 Timaeus 4 and verse 2, it says, "Preach the word, the law, and the prophets. Be instant, ready to take your positions in season, out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort all with all longsuffering and doctrine." So we're preaching this message to this dying world. And in conclusion, there is an answer, and it is the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. That's the only answer to this world's problems. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to future priest Deacon Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, earlier this week, we had the opportunity to go on another missionary trip to the Chicago area. Now, there are many jobs to do on the missionary, and I got to help with the filming. Now, we are bringing out the peaceful solution to the world, and the peaceful solution is the laws of Yahweh. And we are bringing this light to the world as we bring forth the peaceful solution. Now, while I was recording, I saw many people who were very interested in the peaceful solution. And the world is in darkness, but we are bringing them this light. And I saw and heard many people shaking their heads, yes, saying yes, and wow. And praise Yahweh. Now, the world says that there are no answers to the problems of disease, police being killed, and school shootings. After the Sandy Hook murders, they said there is no answers, at least no sensible answers. But we are the only people on earth that have the answers to all the problems in the world today. Now, please turn over to Proverbs. Chapter 22 and verse 29. And it says, "Do you see a man who is diligent in his business? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before the insignificant." Now we are in this business of bringing forth the peaceful solution to this dying world. And if we are diligent in this business of bringing forth the peaceful solution, then we will stand before kings, before people in high offices. But we will only do that if we are diligent and do our jobs. Please turn over to Matithia, chapter 5, and verse 14. And it says, "You are the light of the world. A city which is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a lamp and hide it under a basket, and put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so they may see your righteous works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." And when we go out into the world, they are watching what we do they are watching your behavior and what you do. So you have to show them the light through your righteous works. And with that, I'll turn it over to future priest Deacon Tawakia.
Shabbat shalom. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'm going to be talking about bringing this message to the world. Now this week I was privileged to be able to go to the Chicago area, and we spoke to many people about the peaceful solution and why the peaceful solution is needed. Now we are told to preach and publish this message. And if you have your law book or if you have your book, y'all, if you can turn to the back to the laws on page 1B and look at law number 15. It says, preach and publish Yahweh's laws. Okay, so we're told that we need to preach and publish Yahweh's laws. And that's what we're doing in the last days. That's what we're doing here in the house of Yahweh. We're preaching Yahweh's laws through the satellite, radio, whenever we go out. That's how we are preaching Yahweh's laws and publishing it through the books, the newsletters, the prophetic words. So we're fulfilling this law in the last days. Now, the peaceful solution is the teachings of the house of Yahweh. And the teachings of the house of Yahweh is the golden oil which flows from the witness's mouth. Okay, the message of the kingdom is being preached in these last days to all the world. If you have your book of Yahweh, if you can look over to Matithiah 24, verse 14. So on page 752, it says, and this message of the kingdom will be preached to all the world. It will, okay? So there's no doubt about it. It will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations. And who is that? Yisrael Hawkins. And then the end will come. And if you look in the new, latest prophetic word, under Matithiah 24:14, it actually says Yisrael at Abel. Okay, so this message is being preached in these last days. We're fulfilling this prophecy. If you can turn over to Amosia, chapter 3, verse 7, it says, most assuredly, Father Yahweh will have no work other than the work that he has prophesied in advance by his servants, the prophets. So this is the work. There's no other work. This is the only work that has Yahweh's laws. The world cannot teach these laws because they don't have them. And if you don't have them, how can you teach something that you don't have? Okay, so this is the only place. And we are fulfilling these prophecies. We're bringing this message to this dying world and warning them of what will come if they don't change their actions soon. And with that, if you all please stand, I'd like to turn it over to Zebulun.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. You may be seated. I recently had the opportunity to go to the Chicago area, along with some of the other Peaceful Solution representatives, to talk to the people there about many different things like respect, responsibility, influences, and so on and so forth. But also I were there because there's many jobs to do on a missionary trip. One of the jobs I was able to do while there was helping the with the cameras, with the pictures and everything, getting everything ready for the videos for whenever we come back. So while there, it was me and the other video crew taking pictures. I think we took like a couple hundred pictures and a couple hours of video so we could make sure that everything was ready for whenever we came back. To show the congregation. The point I want to make here is whenever we're given a duty to do, we want to make sure that we do that duty to the best of our ability. Don't stop at the finish line. Go past the finish line. Do it to as much as you can. Put your best effort into it. If you all turn over to Hebrews 6:10, found on page 946, Hebrews 6:10, it reads, for Yahweh is not unrighteous. He will not forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. So we need to make sure we're doing this job to the best of our ability. As much as effort that we can put into it, put it in there. Make sure that we're becoming this teacher of righteousness. And we need to make sure that we're doing that work so Yahweh has the work that we've done to remember. And that's all I have for you today. If you all please stand, I'll turn it over to the great Deacon Yisrael David Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. Today I'm going to be talking about the many different successes that we had during the latest travel that we went to the Chicago area, where we encourage people to recognize the problems that they're having in their community and to acknowledge the solution, which is the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. Now that evening we had a convention, as you've heard, where speeches were given. We gave speeches, and we showed the problems. We showed that they were having problems, and we addressed the solutions to those problems. We gave different scenarios. We gave real-life examples that actually occurred in people's life and how the Peaceful Solution turned their life around for the better. I always find it really, really exciting and really interesting when you're up there giving a speech or someone's up there giving a speech and you see the people's faces. They're wow. And they're nodding their head up and down, and they're all excited because about how the Peaceful Solution, it actually works, and how the solutions are so simple to the problems that they consider complex. So the fact is that the solutions are, they're very simple. Both parties have to come to a compromise or a peaceful solution that won't harm themselves or others. And if they do that, you have no problems. You have no conflicts or disagreements. Now, the peaceful solution is Yahweh's message going out. In Matthew 24:14, where it talks about the message of the kingdom going out to all the nations, that's the peaceful solution. And we're doing that. And what's so great about this message is it's infallible. It can't be refuted. You can't come against it with anything because it's the truth. But it's up to us, and it's up to all of them to, you know, take this message and actually practice it in your life so that you'll have success. But if you don't, of course, you'll fail miserably. Now, all the feedback that we received from this meeting was positive. And in fact, one of the ladies, the head lady of the meeting, she got all of the books, and she shared them with their family. They read them. And the family backed them up, she backed them up, and she sent all of her staff members and made it mandatory for them to attend this convention. Praise Yahweh. So these concepts work. If you apply them in your life, they are guaranteed to work. For my closing scripture, I have 2 Corinthians chapter 10, in verse 4. It says, "For the weapons of our warfare," speaking of the teachings, "are not carnal, but mighty in Yahweh for pulling down strongholds, demolishing arguments, and destroying every high thing that exalts itself against the one who is Yahweh, bringing under control every thought into the obedience as the Messiah, and being in readiness to judge all disobedience once your obedience is complete." So notice that. Your obedience has to be complete. We need to study. We need to train ourselves and follow these teachings in this peaceful solution so then we can show ourselves approved to teach the nations. With that, I'd like to turn it over to our next speaker, Lucas Fontenot.
Shabbat shalom. You may be seated. As you've heard, we were all blessed with the opportunity of going on the missionary this week to the Chicago area. And as you know, this area has been affected by crime greatly. It's one of the worst cities for crime in the United States. It has one of the highest crime rates in America, compared to all the communities of its size, from the smallest towns to the various largest cities. If you go there, you have a really great chance of becoming a victim to being assaulted, to getting your property taken away from you, stolen. So, as you can see, the people needed the peaceful solution and were very grateful for us going there and teaching them, because they know they didn't have the answers. They'd given up in their government and the police and stuff that, you know, more money wasn't going to help them, that the only answers were in the Peaceful Solution, the Character Education Program. We were able to share how the Peaceful Solution brought peace within our lives, and they were very grateful for this, that we were bringing the solutions to them. Was I nervous to speak before them? Yes, of course, but I knew that Yahweh was with us, opening the doors to bring this to them. For my scripture, for first scripture, in Yeshua 1, verse 7, and verse 9, it reads, "Only be very strong and courageous. Be careful to obey and observe and do all the law which Moshe, my servant, gave you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, in order that you may succeed wherever you go. Reading down to verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or become discouraged, for Yahweh your Father is with you wherever you go. And I encourage everyone to take this boldness and take the Peace Solution and study it and make it a part of our lives. I encourage everyone to become a teacher of the Peace Solution. We all have a really great job to do. Because Yahweh is with us, and we are being led by the greatest teacher in the world, Great Kahan Yisrael Hawkins. I urge everyone to continue going to the workshops and getting ready for Feast, and the conference is going on at Feast. It's never too late if you haven't been going to the classes. I look forward to seeing you there. And with this, may Yahweh bless you all, and I turn it over to Deacon Samuel.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may be seated. If everyone has the scriptures, I'd like everyone to turn to page 627, and that's Yekeskia chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. And I just like to say that we all have a job, a part in this missionary work. It's just not the people that you see there in the footage, but everyone here has a part in this missionary. Now in verse 5 it says, "And they, whether they will listen or whether they will not, for they are a rebellious, disobedient house, will yet know that there has been a prophet among them." And brothers and sisters, that is exactly what we're doing. We're going out to this world and teaching them the peaceful solution. And it doesn't matter if they're listening or not. We're going to do our job. We are going to do our job. In verse 6, "And you, son of man, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. Through briars and thorns are with you, and you will dwell among scorpions. Do not be afraid of their words, nor be dismayed, broken down in discouragement or fear, by their looks, anger, for they are a rebellious house." And how do we get rid of this fear? How are we not fearful of the world and the words that they try to trick us with? Is through the study. Studying. Remember the scripture says, study to show yourself approved. Okay, it's through the study. Studying the peaceful solution. Making it a part of our life. In our daily actions. When we can do this, we can teach it confidently. This is how we get rid of this fear. But through teaching this peaceful solution throughout the world, you know, right now we're actually calling forth the 2 billion people. If you remember Isaiah chapter 2, verse 2, where it says that they will eventually flow to it, to this house, that's what's occurring right now. And right now they're seeing the results of the peaceful solution. They're seeing the peaceful solution being taught through the children by their actions. You know, one thing I want to mention is that none of this work cannot be done without Pastor Yisrael Hawkins. Because without a teacher, we have nothing. Praise God. So I encourage everyone. You know, the great feast is coming up, and also the great Peace Solution event is coming up. So I hope everyone is training for it. Cram for this exam. Become a teacher, like the last speaker spoke about. Become a teacher, because we have a lot of work to do. 2 billion people, we're going to need a lot of teachers, brothers and sisters. And with that, if you all please stand. I'd like to now turn over to the great Deacon Tovia.
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. You may be seated. I also had the privilege and honor to go with these great deacons and kahans, future priests on this last missionary trip. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this job that is coming up. And I'm going to read first out of the Peace Solution Character Education Building Moral Excellence on the preface. It says, "Before this world can ever become safe and holding a promised future for our children and grandchildren, we must train future leaders in the values of peace. This may seem like an impossible task, but with your skills and the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program working together, this impossible task can become reality." And in these last days, it is becoming reality. You know, it started off small, the peaceful solution. It started with one man, Yisro Hawkins, learning about Yahweh's name, and it's progressed over these years to where now it's a full force going straight ahead, teaching people how to have true peace in their life. Because the world, they don't know what true peace is. They talk about peace, you know, they hit on it here and there, but they don't know what true peace is. And I'd like you don't have to turn over to it, but in Yochanan Mark 4:31-32, it says, he said, "What can be compared to the kingdom of Yahweh? What parable can be used to describe it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which is sown in the earth, is the smallest of all seeds in the earth. But then it is sown, it grows up to become a greater than all herbs." Greater than all herbs. The small seed. Now, you know, we're going out, and the people are amazed at the knowledge that the young people have. They can't believe it. And they're at awe. They don't even have words to express it. But I want to read out of this, the peaceful solution to rebuilding the next temple, the next in Jerusalem. And Pastor put in the end, he said, "This could be the biggest peace project ever ventured upon in the history of mankind, simply because of the multitude of war which all nations now face. The biggest peace project." Brothers and sisters, it is in our DNA to become teachers in these last days. Yahweh has given us that. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh has given us that in our DNA. So let's do our part, but come to these classes. Be ready to be teachers. We're going to need them. We're going to need a lot of teachers. There's a big job here in the house of Yahweh. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to the great deacon, David Knighton Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh. Please be seated. As I'm sure all of you have noticed, the young men in the house of Yahweh, these future priests, just get better and better and better at delivering the message of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh's very pleased at this time. We're going to continue on with this, and if you all please stand. Get your exercise today. I'd like to introduce to you the great deacon, Ananiah Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom. You may all be seated. I don't have much time today, so I'd like to get started swiftly and offer a scripture of exhortation. If you all please will turn with me to 1 Corinthians. And we'll start at verse 26. So I know in hearing all of this, and not all of us come from pretty circumstances. Many of us have taken quite a beating before getting here. And we could begin to wonder whether or not we could actually have a part in this thing. Coming from where we come from and having been through what we've been through, and one of the great apostles in speaking on that sentiment, that emotion, he offered this for us, because of course the scriptures were preserved for us in these last days. Starting in verse 26, he says, "For you see your calling, brothers, how that not many wise men, according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But Yahweh has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And Yahweh has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised has Yahweh chosen, yes, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things which are." Skipping down to verse 31, if you turn the page for the sake of time. Yahweh tells us that this is done so that it might be just as it is written. "He who glories, let him glory in Yahweh, who has called us out of this and is strengthening us." All of us have a part in this. All of us can do this. Okay. And turning back to verse 26, why are we called? I'd like to answer that question. Of course, in tying scriptures in, we know in Isaiah chapter 2, and in Micah 4, it tells us clearly that we're called in order to learn. We're called in order to learn. But I'd like to dig into that and explore that just a little bit more. If you'll turn with me to Isaiah chapter 44. Isaiah chapter 44. And let's start off in verse 19. And this is a scripture that Pastor covered with us recently. It says, and none considers logically. That first phrase is really the only thing we want to get out of that. And none considers logically. This is what we were called out of. A situation where none of us had been taught the peaceful solution, how to stop, think, and consider our options and proceed logically. None of us had the peaceful solution. And then going down to verse 21 and speaking to our pastor, now he says, remember these lessons. Remember these lessons about the worship of gods, O Jacob and Israel, for you are servants. I made you a servant to me. O Israel, you will not be forgotten. I blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions and like a cloud your sin. Return to me. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. And of course, Pastor covered with us that part about returning doesn't mean that he left Yahweh, but it's speaking about a work of returning people to Yahweh. What I would like to explore is what exactly that means. How do we turn to Yahweh? How is this work being carried out? In the Building More Excellence Unit, how are we turning to Yahweh? What does it mean to turn to Yahweh? Turn to me. The turning point is what I want to speak about. Turn to me, Israel. Turn people to me. And then the pastor says, even if you have engaged in some behavior, all of this stuff that may cause us to feel at times like we're unworthy to be a part of this and to stand up and be a teacher, even if you've engaged in this behavior, you can choose to stop and turn your life around and begin to develop positive character traits. So this is how it's accomplished. We return to Yahweh. We're being turned to Yahweh by developing positive character traits. Says the first step to begin the process of turning, return to me, Israel, turning your life around and avoiding those barriers is to have self-respect and to value your health and safety. Going down to the bottom, turning your life around means being able to distinguish between right and wrong. It means being able to distinguish between right and wrong. On the preface, it says this, in this way, you will turn this present world filled with hatred and violence to a world of peace. If we do this, it says, if we do this, they will not take your class lightly. This is talking about teachers. They will not take your class lightly, but they will leave your class with the desire to make a profession out of using what you have taught them. And that's the part I wanted to get to. It turns into a... The people, once they get this information, once we get this into us, it becomes a desire within us to turn this into a profession. And this is what we were involved in on this particular venture, the last outing of people who have made this their job. They've learned how to turn their life around, and they now have a desire to help people to turn their lives around. And I have here today with me some input from some of our clients on the job we were doing, and this is what they had to say. It says, hopefully, we can prevent our young people, male and female, from making poor decisions that lead to crime, drugs, and single parenting. This particular person, and I know who this is, I spoke with her afterwards. She says she was told that our young men are not sent to prison after they haven't been taught, coming out of this situation or being in this situation, that is, where they can't consider logically. They are not sent to prison to be rehabilitated. They're sent there for punishment. And she says she was told this by her son's lawyer. She says to us, though, great job. Please make DVDs of the conference available. Money. Second one, I'm having to speed through. The second one, this is in response to a question we asked on the survey where we said, is there anything you would like to say to the peaceful solution. And on this particular survey, the person said, I am sold. I know the problem. She says, I know the problem, and you are a viable solution / option. What's your plan? The other person said, great job. For the last one, the person said, I love the children's part. I really feel they did an excellent job being able to stand up in front of many different kinds of people. Very excellent speakers. Great job, everyone. All right. So, for my last scripture, I would like to turn over to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Speaking about this profession. And it says, seeing that we have a great high priest. Well, let me wait. I still have pages turning. And it says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has ascended into the heavens, Yahshua, the son of Yahweh, let us hold fast our profession. Our profession, which of course is character education. And we do that by going for the gold. What we're holding fast to is the knowledge, which is that pure gold and oil. And it's our profession to disseminate it out to the nations. With that, I'd like to thank you all, and I'll turn it back over to the great people.
Shabbat shalom again, saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. All right, to continue on, I'd like to say once again what a fine job the young men are doing, and the people out there have really appreciated the peaceful solution being presented so we can show them the answer to their problems. You know, they are all asking for the peaceful solution. If you just tune your ears in a little bit to the news and tune your eyes in, and you will see people asking for the peaceful solution over and over again. All the time, every time I turn on the news, I see someone asking for it. So just like Pastor has been pouring out this golden oil with us for this length of time, we have to pour it out to these people little by little. You know, we can't put it on just all at once. They have to be prepared to see Yahweh. They just can't come and do it. So we're going on for the gold so that we can learn to be that perfect conductor. You know, when Yahweh started working with us, he had to break out the wire brush. We were so corroded, he had to get that thing out and just go to work on it. I mean, scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing to the point where we could be dipped. That we could be dipped into a solution to get the rest of those minute particles off of us. So he could get that God particle off of us. Well, with the people Yahweh is calling now, it's going a little bit different. They're ready right now to be dipped in that solution. And so we have to be ready with that vat, you know, to dip them in. And that vat is the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. We got to be ready to get this corrosion off of them so that they can receive this great wisdom and knowledge that Yahweh has in store for the entire universe. So the same solution is being used on them. And is, of course, the same one that was used on us that we're being dipped in, is the only solution, and that's to a joyous, peaceful life, and that's the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. This program effectively removes any negative deposits, increasing the conductivity of any metal, whether of bronze, whether of copper, whether silver, or whether of gold. And as we teach the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program to these people, and they start practicing the Peaceful Solution, an interesting thing occurs in their life. And they really don't even know what's going on, but if you'll turn with me to page 955, please. Page 955, and it's Jacob 4. And I'd like you to look at verse 7 and 8. Page 955, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Therefore, submit yourselves to Yahweh, resist the devil, and she will flee from you.
And as we've spoken about before, resisting adversity and it will flee from you. Or as we've spoken about before, resisting the adversary and she will flee from you. Resist the adversity. Learn that it's the plan of Yahweh, that He's allowing everything that comes your way. And learn to love the plan of Yahweh. And the thing that's going on with these people is, look at verse 8. Draw near to Yahweh, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Draw near to Yahweh, and He will draw near to you. And as these people are learning the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program, they're cleaning up their act. They're being dipped in that solution to get the corrosion off of them. And without even knowing it, they are drawing closer to Yahweh until one day soon they'll be able to accept the full truth and knowledge of Yahweh. And just like Psalms 111 verse 10 says, and you could go ahead and turn there. Psalms 111 verse 10. By no means is this the only scripture that speaks of this. But on page 480, Psalms 111, verse 10, it says, "The reverence of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A great understanding have all they who do your laws." Let's read it one more time. "The reverence of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A great understanding have all they that do your laws." So as we know, it's all about obedience, that we obey Yahweh and then the understanding comes. Well, these people with the Peaceful Solution start obeying Yahweh little by little. They start obeying Yahweh, turning away from their evil, and they start gaining a little bit of understanding. And then Yahweh can work with these people as they humble themselves. The first step to this great wisdom and knowledge is to depart from the evil. And the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program teaches us how to do this little by little. Now our job is to go for the gold so that we can be that perfect conductor of gold with perfect conduct. To be the perfect conductor, we have to have that perfect conduct that the Peaceful Solution teaches us. It gets the rest of those particles off of us. It gets the rest of the negativity out of us so that Pastor can share with us what Yahweh has shared with him. And so we can share with the people this great energy that's waiting for us. Speaking kind words to our brothers. Kind words, what are they? They're Yahweh's words. Those are kind words. Yahweh's words are kind words. Even the correction that comes from Yahweh is kind words. Turn with me to page 961, please. Page 961. And once again, I can't refrain from reminding us constantly about this, so please bear with me. Praise Yahweh. Page 961, 2 Kefa. And let's look at verse 5. It says, "And also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue," which we know is moral excellence, building moral excellence, "and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance." We need that self-control. "And to temperance perseverance, and perseverance holiness." Verse 7 says, "And to holiness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are in you and abound, they cause you to be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our King, Yahshua Messiah." And back up in verse 2, it says, "Love and peace be multiplied to you through the full knowledge of Yahweh and Yahshua our King." So we don't want to be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of our King, Yahshua Messiah. "But he who lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, if you learn this Peaceful Solution, if you get all the negative deposits off of you, you will never fall. And in this way, an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our King and Savior, Yahshua Messiah, will be abundantly supplied to you. Now, in closing, I would just like to show you something here, just to prove a quick point. Zoom in so you can read that. Notice how smart these Russians are. That's RT. And this is the news. And they're saying that the North Korean nuclear issue needs the peaceful solution. That's President Medvedev in Russia. So he's saying that North Korean nuclear issue needs a peaceful solution. Well, there's only one peaceful solution. Praise Yahweh. And they just keep getting smarter and smarter by bringing this news forth. The peaceful solution is the only way forward, says the Syrian deputy foreign minister. It's the only way to have peace in Syria is the peaceful solution. If you keep your eyes and ears open, you will see everybody on earth, all these leaders on this earth, focusing on that term, peaceful solution. Now, in the past, you didn't hear it that much. You heard people talking about peace and this and that and everything, but you never heard peaceful solution. You're hearing it all over the place right now because they are getting ready. And we're getting ready to serve them, and we all need to be ready to go out and do this. And so if you'll all please stand to continue going on for the gold, I'd like to introduce to you now the great Kahan, Tobiah Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh. May I be seated? Okay. I'd like to remind everybody that, you know, in the scriptures in Deuteronomy 6, 7, it says we must teach the children. And that's teach them diligently. Okay? So we need to remember that when we go, when we're taking these classes, when we're learning these lessons, when we're going before these dignitaries, the leaders of these nations, that we are children and we're being taught by the last day's witness. Okay? Praise Yahweh. And he's given us the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding of how Yahweh's plan is unfolding. And that's what we got to remember. It's all in Yahweh's plan. And if you all turn over to Yochanan 1, we're going to, it's on page 814. Yochanan 1, 1 through 4. It says, in the beginning was the plan of Yahweh, and the plan was with Yahweh, and the plan was Yahweh's. So we need to remember that, you know, when we go out before these called out, or these dignitaries, these leaders of these nations, these senators, when we go to schools, that it's in Yahweh's plan that, you know, pastor is guiding us to these, Yahweh's opening these doors so we may walk through them, you know. And it says the same plan was in the beginning with Yahweh. And we can see how Yahweh is opening these doors for the peaceful solution. In verse 3, all things are done according to it, according to the plan. And nothing, and without it, nothing was done that was done. It says in verse 4, in this plan was life, and that life was light to mankind. And we can see that the value of life, ours and others, it's because of Yahweh's plan. You know, it all ties in together how this life, this plan, the life, how we need to value each other and others and our own life. And value does make a difference. We must teach that because a lot of people have lost that going out and talking to these people. They don't think their life is valuable. They have very low esteem, and we need to bring that back so these people have values, and they have values for what the scriptures say, what Yahweh's plan is. Praise Yahweh. Okay, if you all turn over to Romans, it's on page 874, Romans 1, we're going to be reading 28 and 29. Romans 28. Since they did not like to retain Yahweh in their knowledge, Yahweh gave them over to a reprobate mind to do the things that were not appropriate. And we see that when we go out. You know, they have that reprobate mind. And that reprobate mind means unprincipled. And if you look up the word unprincipled, it means lacking moral principles. And that just, I mean, it's just so awesome how Yahweh ties that in, reprobate mind in the scriptures, and lacking moral, and we're out there teaching morals. Okay? In 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual impurities, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. Okay. And you can see the word malice means to harm something. And how Yahweh's tied all this together, you know, in the beginning he had a plan. The biggest thing that we must do now is to reach these children. Okay? We have to show them that there is a better way than the video games, the televisions, the songs that are being played over the radio. We must show them that we have to stop the violence and the pattern they see with the young. We have to change that pattern. We have to become teachers by, like the great Deacon David said, by conducting ourselves in a righteous manner. We show by our examples that we have to set that. And how do we teach them? How do we do this? By applying what we're being taught in our own lives. Okay. Let me give you an example. You have children. You have two little children, and they both have crayons. And this is accepting the word no. Okay? Accepting the word no. You have two children, and one has the crayons, a box of crayons, and the other child would like the box of crayons also. So, and the one child says, no, you cannot have my crayons. Well, there's other parents, there's other supervisors around, and the one supervisor says that, you know, go ahead and share them. And he says, no, there's more on the table. Well, what is that teaching? It goes on in great detail. Everybody's seen it. The teacher stands up, the instructor stands up for the one that needs to be sharing it. And it's showing a kind of a bully system to where that they need to accept the word no, because that is his, it's ownership, and it's his. The crayons are his, and he doesn't have to share it. It's just like when they get older, and let's say they're at an ATM, and the one person is getting the money out of the ATM, and someone walks behind them and says, holds a gun up to him and says, give me your money. It's the same thing. That money is that person's. And, you know, so we have to, so it starts with the children. We need to show, you know, it is okay to say no. And it is okay, and we need to accept that answer no. Okay? That's some of the lessons in the Peaceful Solution. And it carries out, and it goes with you when you're older. So that's why it's very important that these children get these lessons, and that we teach them by our example. Praise God. If you all turn over to Proverbs 1, it's on page 496. Proverbs 1, 15 and 16. It says, my son, do not walk in the ways with them. Keep your feet out of their paths. You can see how Yahweh is warning us to stay away from crime. In verse 16, it says, for their feet rush into trouble. As many as they may haste to shed blood, commit the crimes, commit these little crimes. And it starts, they're being taught in their house. They don't really realize it yet because they don't have the understanding that we have and that in Yahweh's plan. And that's why we're going out and speaking to these people. Turn over to Proverbs 4, verse 1. It says, hear, O children, the instructions of Yahweh. It says, pay attention so you may grow in understanding. And that's what pastors put these classes together,
so we may grow in that understanding, so we may take this understanding and be able to become teachers and be able to teach this message. Also, Yahweh is also telling us how to change our hearts and our minds by following His great and awesome plan. You know, Yahweh's plan, the plan from the beginning that He's always had. Okay? For my last scripture, turn over to 1 Corinthians on page 888. It's 1 Corinthians 2, verse 5. It says that your faith should not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. So, with that, take these classes to heart. Change the hearts. Change your heart and your mind, because there is a great work. And if you haven't noticed, we are adding to this, to the people going out. So get to these classes, put your whole heart and mind into it, and get as much out of it as you can. Okay. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to the great Kahan Kananya Hawkins. Good job.
Shabbat Shalom, peacemakers. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. Man, am I excited today. I don't know if it's the weather or if it's I know it's the Sabbath, and I don't know what it is. I'm excited. I'm not overexcited, but I'm excited. Praise Yahweh. I'm glad the great Deacon David started off with that scripture about peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of Yahweh, the sons and daughters, the family of Yahweh. And that's what Yahweh is putting together, a family, sitting right here in this great house. I'm not going to tell you where I went, because you should already know by now. but the city that we did go to, you know, it's like, I think about what Yahshua said. He said, you know, is this city worse than any other city on the face of the earth? You know, are the things that they suffering greater than any other city on the face of the earth? No, it's not. It's just that they're caught up in this same system, the same system that the world is, because of the deception. The deception, as the scriptures are shown, as Revelation 12:9 says, is covering the whole world. It's covering the whole earth right now because of the teachings of the mixture of righteousness and evil. One, a couple of points I want to make here. The city here is a city of turmoil. It's a city of violence. You have your prophetic word magazines here. I don't know if you do. This great prophetic word magazine, we've been going over it on the Skype class in the morning, covering this, and we're on like page 12 right now. This city here is a city of turmoil, violence, and it's a city of confusion. And it's a city of coldness. So why is it cold? Why is the love cold in the world right now? Why is the love grown cold in this city that we went to right now? Because they're taught to be reprobate. But the whole purpose, the point of my matter here, is to let you know that mankind is unguided by the laws of Yahweh, you know, right now. And that's what our jobs are. Our job is to guide the people in the laws of Yahweh and to come to bring them to the perfection, the point of Yahweh's laws, where they will understand the knowledge that's given to them. But to guide them in the laws of Yahweh, where they will understand the message of Yahweh. And that's what we're set out to do here. In Matithiah chapter 24, verse 14. Matithiah chapter 24, verse 14. Matithiah 24, verse 14. Yahshua said, "And this is the message of the kingdom. This will be preached to all the world by the one who bears witness to all nations." They will get they will have this taught to them by the one who bears witness to all nations, and then the end will come. All right, and this is a part of the work that Yahweh has given us in these last days, to teach and to guide all nations in the laws of Yahweh. Pastor said on verse 17 of this last prophetic word here, this latest prophetic word, March, April 2013, he said on page 17, "Those who are studying with us from Yahweh's house are having the sign or mark of Yahweh set upon them at this time. By means of communication, the message of Yahweh's kingdom is going out to all nations, now from the house of Yahweh." Now think about that, because that's where we're sent. When this missionary team goes out, when the message, the prophetic words, the newsletters come out, where are they coming forth from? the house of Yahweh, right? By means of communication. Now, I just want to quickly give you a note here in regards to this communication. In The Peaceful Solution, Building Moral Excellence, page 160, and under the title of Actively Listening, it says, first, there is the giving, and I'm kind of skipping a little bit. Communication involves three main components, of which listening plays an essential role. And that's one of the first things that Yahweh tells us. Hear, O Israel, listen. Listen, O nations. This is what Yahweh tells us, to listen. As the saying goes, you have two ears and one mouth, so you should be twice as fast to listen as you are to speak. Sometimes people think communication is blah, 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 and they don't get the listening part down. Maybe they should have two mouths and one ear. I don't know. But there's first the giving of information, which is usually done by speaking. Then there's the receiving of information. This is the listening component. And finally, there is a response based on the information and how it was heard and interpreted. Well, that's what we're seeing right now. As the information goes out to the world from the house of Yahweh, they're hearing it. And they're responding by saying, as you heard from the speakers, yes, yes, you know, you have the message. You know, you have the only, as Moshe said, what other nation is like this to have such a great body of laws? What other people have this solution like we hear coming forth from your mouth that we didn't come up with on our own? This is Yahweh's message, but it's taught to us by the one sent, and we're going out and telling the world the same thing that he has taught us. And that's what they're saying. What other nation has this? Well, we have it. You know, the nation of Yahweh, the nation of those who rule as Yahweh, has this message. So keep in mind that, you know, everything that Yahweh is setting up in these last days, the whole purpose, the whole work that we're called out to right now is the work of teaching the laws of peace. And that's why Yeshua said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the sons of Yahweh. And that's not just men. It's not just the men of Yahweh. It's both sons and daughters. It's the family, the children of Yahweh, born, begotten through the message of the one sent, and born into this great Yahweh family. And that's what you're training for right now. From the last scripture here in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. Daniel 2:34. In Daniel 2:44, and in the days of these kings, Yahweh in heaven will appoint a kingdom of priests, which will never, never be destroyed. Never will your positions be taken away. Never will your crowns be removed from your head. Nor will the kingdom be left to another people, but it will break into pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it will stand forever. And we're breaking the kingdoms, brother, not with rocks and stones and bricks and so forth, but we're breaking them down with the message of peace, the golden oil that is going to cover the whole earth as it's covering us right now. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close out. And if you'll all please stand, I'll turn it over to the great Kohan Benjamin Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. Getting down to the wire. Well, we had a great opportunity, as you've been seeing, to visit the Chicago area, also known as the City of the Big Shoulders. However, this is the true City of the Big Shoulders. As Isaiah 9:6 says, the governments will be upon Yahshua's shoulders, and we will be here to assist him with pastor and bringing forth this peaceful solution forever. And praise Yahweh for all the hard work of the missionary team, and that means everybody sitting here right now and everybody abroad. We're only representatives of you in this peaceful solution. We're all in this together. Everybody has a part. Never forget that. I wanted to tell you a little bit of feedback that I received, that we received, some of the team members, after the event. A woman approached us, and she said that she had a grandson that came to the event, but didn't really want to be there. He said that he didn't see any hope for anything, including himself. But she talked him into coming into the room for a few minutes while the future priests were speaking. And she said that all he could talk about afterwards, after the future priests were done speaking, she said he was just amazed. He said, I can't believe this. This is coming from, how old are they? And she said it just lit him up, and it gave him hope that he saw these young people giving these awesome speeches. The wisdom that was coming forth from them. I think you need to understand, we We take it for granted what we've been taught. The world to them, they're embryos. They don't know these things. And the wisdom that flows from the children's lips, I'm telling you, they take notice of it, and it just blesses them, even the young teenagers. I'd like you to turn, because I want you to understand that the house of Yahweh is the only place on the face of the earth that has the answers to the world's problems. Nobody else is even coming forward with answers. They have none. They admit it. Turn over to Deuteronomy 12:5. This is a familiar scripture. Deuteronomy 12:5. And it says, and it's on page 157, it says, "But you are to seek the habitation of your father, the house of Yahweh, the place which Yahweh your father shall choose out of all your tribes to establish his name, and there you must go, there you must gather for this information, for this life-changing, life-saving information." Call it information gathering, if you will, because that's what the world is going to do. They're going to come here to get the information that's going to turn this whole thing around. And by the way, we have answers and we'll travel as well, right? They can come here and we'll go there. We're going to get this job done together, right? As a team. That includes everyone in the outlying areas as well. Everybody is involved in this great work. But there you must gather. Remember 2 Samuel 20 verse 18. Let's turn over there real quick since we're in that area. 2 Samuel 20. I'll give you a page number in just a moment. 2 Samuel 20, in verse 18, on page 268, it says, "Then she spoke, saying, they used to speak, or were wont to speak, as we've been told, or they were commanded to speak from the beginning, saying, to receive an answer, ask at Abel." This has been the law from the beginning with the first Abel. Okay, you remember what Pastor brought out about that. And that, ask at Abel, and that will settle a matter. They have to come here for these answers. The answers are found nowhere else. They're not going to find them anywhere but right here at this house in the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program. Now, I'm reading from this beautiful book I call the Gold Edition. Look at that beautiful face on there, that smiling, beautiful face. Since we didn't get to see him up here today, we'll look at him for a couple seconds there. I call this the Royal Gold Edition here. I'm sure everybody here has got a copy of it, and they're admiring it as much as I am. But I'm going to read from page 14 here, and it's Isaiah 2:2 from the King James Version. It says, "It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain," and here it says the Lord's house because this is the King James, "shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills." The hills. The seven hills were going to be exalted above these seven hills, as Pastor has been teaching us from the beginning, okay? Now, who does this exalting? Do we exalt ourselves? No, Yahweh has to prove that this system does not have an answer. And they're admitting they don't have the answers, okay? Now, they still have got their heads stuck in the sand. Now, they don't want to admit it, but they've got their head stuck in the sand. But the seven hills have no answers. I want to read also from page 17 of this new prophetic word that I'm going to tell you. I don't know how Pastor gets this done. He's got to be, his phone's got to be ringing off the hook. He's got all these issues. But you know what? Every time I call him, it's like, "Well, shalom there, Kohan Benjamin." And I'm like, people call me on the phone, I'm all, oh. You know what I mean? I'm not at that point yet, but I sure hope I get there. Through the Peaceful Solution, we will do it, right? Peaceful Solution will solve all of our problems. On page 17, it says, "The gathering or bringing up and teaching are in progress at this time. Yahweh's righteousness is being raised above the hills, the seven hills, gathering those who will escape." Yahweh's gathering them. Now, how are we doing that? Well, we're going out, we're fishing for them. We've got the satellites, we've got the prophetic word going out, we've got the newsletters, we've got the Skype, We've got all these ways that Yahweh gave us to get this message out in these last days that were made for this time period, for that very reason. In fact, you know, if you want to be on Facebook or anything like that, please promote the House of Yahweh and the Peaceful Solution. Stop promoting the wisdom of the world, because it's coming to nothing. It's sinking. The sand is washing out from under them, and they're sinking while we are being exalted in these last days. Now, they won't admit it. In fact, now let me show you something. We've got this event coming up, remember? And you see that? Here I go again. I need a young priest assistant up here with me one of these days so I can get this right. Here we go. But it says, the head in the sand, and it talks about the gun violence. How long will she keep our heads in the sand? Hello? I got my head in the clouds right now. Whoa. Let me see if I can get back down on that. Here it goes. Praise Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. Coming down from the clouds back here. There we go. Now remember, see, there's a solution to every problem, okay? All right, so this head in the sand, you know, this is truly inspired by Yahweh, these things that have been brought out. But on March 28th and 29th, as you all know, we're going to be having a convention here. And people from all over the world, hundreds, are going to be gathering here to find out this golden information that the Peaceful Solution Character Education Program has for everyone, that Yahweh willingly shares with everyone. Wants none to perish. Now, I can probably tell you who's not going to be here. And this is taken from CBS News, so it's not my idea, but let me see if I can get back in the clouds again. New York Archbishop, here we go. New York Archbishop Cardinals, heads not in sand about sex abuse scandal. This is what Cardinal Dolan said about 6 days ago. That their head's not in the sand. Now, how did he say that? Why did he choose that? Well, because the House of Yahweh is the only, I guess you would call, competition to the Catholic Church, because we're the only one teaching the truth. So we know they're listening, okay? They're listening to us because they need answers too, okay? And many of them will come as well. Now, they're not admitting it, but in fact, they said the Lord seems to be sleeping. I think the great prophet Ilya told him that one time, didn't he? He said maybe he's sleeping or on a vacation somewhere. But our great teacher is not on vacation. He has not vacated anything. He's here. He's writing this information. He's inviting everyone to come to this great event that's coming up. And I wanted to show you this also, this definition of the word answer, because... And this is from the Word Etymology Online. But notice, solution of a problem. That is the answer that people are coming for. They need a solution of a problem. And are you ready to give them the answer? Yeah. Keep studying to show yourself approved. Be ready to give an answer of the hope that lies within you here at ABEL. And at this time, if you'd all please stand, I'd like to turn it over to the great Kohan Ilya Hyler Hawkins.
Praise Yahweh! Praise Yahweh. Everyone may be seated. And thus completes the Sabbath exercise for today. Everyone's up and down, so. You know, many people come and they ask, Kohan, how can we get involved in the missionary? How can we do it? And I repeatedly tell them, and I know the women get the same question from the young ladies and from the other women, and the answer is you are involved if you're in the work. You are. And you need to be ready when you're called upon. Now, you might think, but well, no one ever calls. I want to give you a situation. This last trip, some of the boys found out 10 o'clock that night, get your bags packed, we're leaving 5 o'clock in the morning. Be ready. Come to the classes. Study. Study to show yourself approved, a workman worthy of his hire. Don't think that you'll never be a partaker of this work. This convention that's coming up could easily be called a missionary of the Peaceful Solution Convention. the teachers who are going to go out, yes, you're going to go out. You know, if we had the price of just one bomb, we would do a lot more work, and we can get a lot more work done, and we will. That's going to occur. And when that time comes, we must be ready. Remember what Jeremiah said, don't break down because of them, or I will break you down in front of them, or allow us to be broken down. We must be ready to give an answer. And not be intimidated by the princes and the kings of this world, no. With all their wisdom, they take the price of one bomb and they can destroy a building or a house. We could fix countries with the price of one bomb. We could actually help the nations begin to heal themselves with the price of one bomb. We're not voting our leader out. He's not resigning. No, he's in his office forever. We won't hold a conclave. No, yes. Yeah, we're not going to get tired of what he's telling us. You know, remember and get the gold set in your mind about the refining taking place. And remember what a smelter does. Research what it takes to purify gold on how you get gold as hot as you can get it. And then you scrape off the impurities and discard that. And then you get it hot again. And you scrape off the impurities and discard it. And then when you get to the end, you have the purest of the pure. You have what you can work with. You have what Moshe... If you'll turn over to Exodus, Exodus chapter 20. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 20, and this should be a very familiar scripture to everyone. In Exodus 20, verse 20, and it's on page 61, it says, Moshe said to the people, do not fear, for Yahweh has come to test and prove you. He's come to allow us to be tested and prove us so that the reverence for Yahweh will be with you. So that you do not commit sin. Many people find in the house of Yahweh that the things they went through in their life before the house of Yahweh, and yes, we were all evil scum. We've came out of the sickest and the lowliest parts of this world. And Yahweh called us from that. But it never ceases to amaze me how when we have trips come up and people call, people will actually request and they'll speak about problems who we have people in the house of Yahweh that have been their entire life with that problem. And now we have someone, the peaceful solution has actually changed their lives. The laws of Yahweh have changed their lives. Praise Yahweh. You know, the world will tell you that you can't take a prisoner from prison and make him a benefit to society. Yahweh is going to make priests of them. He's going to make teachers to actually heal nations. And that's done with what Yahweh has taught us. And remember, keep this in mind. You know, Babylon has fallen. It's almost completely collapsed. It is collapsed financially. And physically, they're seeing it. They're grasping at straws. Yes, their heads are in the sand. They're groping in the dark like blind men trying to fix what can't be fixed. When a dignitary, you know, and when we have dignitaries and they say, well, what do you have that no one else has? It's, for one, a plan. You guys don't have a plan. You don't have a valid plan. And just think about that. That seems a simple concept when we say the price of just one bomb. Think about the money that's spent on war, the money that's spent on death, and how we could actually use that to fix nations, how we could actually be a benefit to our fellow man. Turn over to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Because remember, we're being refined as gold. We're the last of the last. We're there with the greatest teacher on the face of this earth, who Yahweh himself said that he himself overseen the testing and the trials of Yisrael Hawkins. Yahweh says that he himself overseen that. And Yahweh testifies that Yisrael Hawkins has become what he intended for him to become. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. And for anyone to disagree with that, you truly disagree with Yahweh himself. You disagree with the plan of Yahweh. You speak against Yahweh. You're nothing better than the clay telling the potter what to do. You're doing it all wrong. No, Yisrael Hawkins is doing it all right. If it's wrong, we need to change. Praise Yahweh. In verse 14, it says, for truly, this is chapter 5, in verse 14, it says, for truly, Everything in the law through the plan of Yahweh has been accomplished through this. You will love your neighbor as yourself. Treat others as you would want to be treated. You know, out in the world, they even call that the golden rule. To treat others as you would want to be treated. To love your neighbor as yourself. Yahshua Messiah said that was the second greatest commandment behind love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, and might. Now keep that in mind, because in verse 15 it says, but if you bite and devour one another, be careful that you are not consumed by one another. One thing that we should go through and build up to this feast, keep in mind for this feast, because this truly, this conference is very important. Babylon is falling. This world is falling apart. The kingdoms are crumbling, and Yahweh is going to lift his house. He's going to lift it. Why? Because of the plan that has been given through the last day's witness to actually fix the problems that the mayor of Chicago openly says we have no answers for. I can respect him for that. Because I've talked to many politicians that will not admit that they don't have a plan. No, they cut money and they cut billions here and billions there. But when you look at the overall picture, you can cut billions from, you know, being broke and you're still broke. If you have no money, you have no money. But we, brothers and sisters, we need to put our minds in everything we have. Let nothing stop us. Remember, come out of her ways, my people. Partake not of her ways. Come out from amongst them. There's not a thing in this world that could bring perfection to us. And when, like Great Khan Benjamin said, when people hear these things and they hear the children speak these things, you know, I think they would be amazed. If we lined up every child in the house of Yahweh, you young men hear me? You're listening, right? You have a job to do, and so do the young ladies. There's a job to do. Grab hold of it. Don't let it go. Make sure, set your mind in advance, as Pastor said. When the test comes, be prepared to overcome that test. Don't get caught up in the argument. We can easily bite, gripe, and devour one another. You know, we could do that, pack that many people in motorhomes and see what it's like. I tell you, it's a very interesting thing, but I'll share something with you. I know Pastor would not call this back to the basics, but my generation's not really as rough as Pastor as far as we're not men, we're children. When we went up north, of course, we had our covered wagon, you know, had a donkey in the front, the stern wheel, and 330 horses or something in the back. That's where they put the motors at. And of course, well, our holding tank ran out of water, so we needed more water. And we pull up, you know, here it shows how much us southern people don't know about up north. We pull in and we think we're going to fill up our water. And they look at us like, we don't turn water lines on up here. It's 19 degrees. It'll bust. Oh, we were in shock. How are we going to bathe? Oh, no, we got to take a shower. Hot shower, too. You know? So needless to say, we proceed to Walmart and buy like 60 gallons of water, which we probably overbought way more than we needed. And then we proceeded to bathe that way. Of course, we had to, you know, we had the luxuries of hot water and all those things. But think about the blessings we have in getting the work done, and how all the prophets and apostles of old, even pastors' day, think about how hard they had it, and they still made it work. If you wanted a pancake, you had to go grind the flour. You couldn't just pour it out of a box. You know, we really have the blessings that we can get the work done. We have the food that sits up here. We can go get it readily. We really have no excuse in these last days to be prepared. We really don't. Yahweh has blessed us through the directions given from his anointed servant to make life as easy as it could possibly be made for us to be teachers. Do we have everything we want? If you focus your mind, you do. You have everything you want in Yahweh's house and in Yahweh's teachings. But remember the marriage supper that took place when it was time for the king's son to be married, and the marriage was called, and very few people showed up, and they said, go into the streets and get them, bring them in. And even some of them didn't have garments, and they were asked to leave. We have to put forth every effort we have, and we need to do it by this feast. We really need to prepare our minds, because the time is coming, as surely as nuclear war is coming, so is the time where we're going to have to stand and teach multitudes, large groups of people. And you have to thoroughly believe that, and you have to be ready to speak. I know some people say, well, I don't think I can be a teacher. If you are not built to be a teacher within you, the greatest being that's ever been known, Yahweh, designed and built you and called you here in these last days. If he can't do it, it can't be done, but he says you can. So with all that, brethren, I would like to exhort everyone, please prepare for this feast, put everything you have into it, strive for the gold, and set your mind in advance to love your brothers yourself and not give in to the fighting, the quarreling as we see this world do today. Praise Yahweh. If everyone would please stand.